Final preparations are continuing in Rio de Janeiro for the opening of World Youth Day 2013. Pope Francis will depart from Rome for Brazil on Monday. While there, the Pope will participate in numerous events, including liturgies, the Via Crucis, and a prayer vigil with young people. Thousands of young people have already arrived in Rio, but there are still many who are on their way to be with the Pope. One of those getting ready to depart from Ireland is Anna Keegan, who is a faith development officer in the Archdiocese of Dublin. She spoke with Lydia O'Kane.
You're a bit of a pro with regard to World Youth Day. You've been to 5 World Youth Days. Tell me, what is it about World Youth Day that makes you keep going back?
For me anyway, well, I'm lucky enough that I'm able now to bring young people to it. But for me, the reason why I love going to World Youth Day is you see the universal church. And sometimes I think when you're kind of sitting in your parish, you know, at home or your own diocese, you can kind of get bogged down a bit in your faith. And World Youth Day is just like, wow, this is, you know, faith has no boundaries. It has nothing to do with county or country or province or anything like that. Faith is such a universal thing, and that the Catholic Church is literally everywhere, you know, in every nook and cranny. It's there, and just to see that is really hopeful and really exciting, you know, just to see young people really celebrating their faith.
You're from Ireland and you've been to all these World Youth Days. Is there a base of youth faith in the country, do you think, that still that makes people get up and say, gosh, I want to go to World Youth Day, or want to do something in Dublin or around the country for World Youth Day?
I think there's definitely, I think young people are really interested. And I think for me anyway, because I, you know, my day job in a way during the year is to go out to different parishes and try and hopefully get some youth ministry started in the parishes. I think young people are really searching. And, you know, I think when you open kind of the Gospels, you know, and do really simple, basic stuff, it's not about, you know, big events all the time. It's about the build-up to them and what happens afterwards. You know, when you sit down with young people and just open up the Gospels, like when I did that at school retreats or all around the place, in coffee shops maybe, wherever it happens, wherever I meet young people, you know, something kind of unreal happens, and the faith just becomes alive to people, and they're like, oh, well, that does speak to me today, you know, in my life, and it might help people along. So I think there's definitely, they're searching for something. Maybe they don't know yet that that's the kind of Catholic or the Christian faith, but I think when you take the time to talk to young people and to say, look, you know, this kind of book is here for you, and have a read of it, and the Gospels can speak to you, then I think there's a real interest in it.
Having been to World Youth Day this number of times, is there, I mean, obviously the Pope goes to World Youth Day. Is that the high point for you, or are there aspects of it that you find just most encouraging, very positive, maybe the catechesis talks, different things? Is there something there that you really take hold of, really take to heart?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, like, I'm so blessed, so lucky. It's my third, I'm getting to see my third Pope, you know, so obviously that's exciting, and I'm excited to see Pope Francis. But it's really for me as well about the ordinary, you know, people that you meet that are the same age as you, maybe from, you know, all different places around the world, you know, struggling and trying to work out how to be a kind of a faithful person, you know, in the 21st century, you know, and struggling along together, and just the joy of meeting people down the street. Catechesis, I always find great fun. Because I normally try, I'm someone who likes to get involved, so I try to get involved in the choir or get involved in it, and just to hear the questions that some people have. You know, when we have that opportunity to question, you know, the bishop about things that we're struggling with, I think it's a fantastic opportunity just to get some clearer answers. And I think it's important to discuss and to question and to think. You know, it means that you're properly thinking about this really big question of who is Jesus. Like, you know, I think it's a great chance. And I've met people from all over the world. I've really good friendships built up. Some of my friends have got married because of World Youth Day. You know, it's just a great event to be involved in.
You mentioned there have been 3 popes now, mm-hmm. and Pope Francis is your third one. How do you are you looking forward to that sense of, obviously you've seen Pope Benedict both in Australia and in Madrid. Are you looking forward to this because he's a different kind of pope? Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's always interesting, you know, to see. I saw Pope John Paul II in Toronto, and then to see the change, you know, to Pope Benedict then in Cologne, you know, was interesting because he had a different vibe about him. So yeah, Pope Francis seems to, you know, just be really outgoing and really fun. And I think because he's going to South America, you know, where he's from, I think it'll be great. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what his message is, to be honest, to young people, because that's the kind of mantra in a way that you take on for the next couple of years till the next World Youth Day. What he's going to say to us, how he's going to challenge us, and, you know, how he's going to say, look, you know, this is what I want you to go out and do. And hopefully, you know, it'll be a really interesting interesting time for him as well, and I hope, you know, he has a good time, like, looking at all the young people that have come to see him.
You were talking about the different things that you take back after World Youth Day. Do you find that lasts for quite a long time after coming back from an event? There's a sense of serenity, there's a sense of hope, there's a sense of all these things after being, and people that you know that have gone, there is this sense of really feeling that things are very, very positive.
Yeah, I think so. I think you get a lot of energy from World Youth Day, and you come back on fire, you know. And the important thing is, I suppose, for me as well, coming back to my local parish, because, you know, church is all for me about your community, and you know, trying to share that then with young people who maybe haven't had the opportunity, and older people as well who like to see the hope that is something like World Youth Day can bring. Yeah, so I think it's, and also the group that, so for example, we're bringing 30 from the Dublin Diocese out on Sunday. You know, the friendships that they will build up, and the care. You know, my first one 10 years ago now, I still have my friends from World Youth Day. You know, just last summer I was bridesmaid for one of my friends that I met at World Youth Day. Like, it's a real friendship and a real community and a fellowship that builds up. So it's wonderful to take home.
Just one final question, Anna, just regarding this year is the year of faith. How important is it, do you think, to have a World Youth Day in this year of faith?
I think it's important. I love that line from the year of faith, the door of faith is always open. And like, what a chance for young people who are travelling, who maybe don't know that much about their faith, who are maybe struggling, maybe even they've been sent on this trip and they don't really know anything about their faith. It's a real chance for them to kind of open their hearts and open their minds and hear something that will really touch them. And then I think for the people who are at home, even people watching it on TV or radio, or especially, I don't know if you've seen, the social media side is really heating up for World Youth Day. Twitter and Facebook, it's such an amazing witness. And I think in the year of faith, it's just so important to celebrate it, because faith is fun and it's energetic and it's enthusiastic and it's about people. And if we can get that message across, I think it would be a great testimony to the year of faith.